really do violate international law. The United States is flying into a country that we are not even ostensibly at war with, and bombing them, killing a number of civilians. There's one estimate that 1 in 10 to 15 people who are targeted and who are killed are actually people who are fighting against the United States, who are what we might call terrorists or certainly enemies. The vast majority are innocent people. So the first reason I have is to protest the illegal and immoral activity of my government. The second was to stand with the people who have been victimized. It's so important, I think, to let people know that the people of the United States want justice. The people are not supporting this wanton killing of so many innocent civilians. Because what it does is it turns people into militants opposed to my country. And that's really the third reason I go, it's for you, Paul, it's for me, it's for our children and our grandchildren, that I don't want us to be in perpetual war. And the more people we kill, the more enemies we make. And when we make enemies, they want to hurt us as we have hurt them. I learned a number of things about the Pashtuns. Those are the people in the Northwest Territories of Pakistan. And they're an amazing people. Two of their major code elements are to offer hospitality. They're the most gracious, welcoming people. And if you saw any of the news reports, they chanted, "Welcome, welcome," because they knew that we were there to support and to honor them. But the other one is revenge. And I think it's terribly important when we reflect on what our government did in response to 9/11, that there was a taking of revenge. This is, perhaps people would say, almost human nature. That's debatable. But it certainly is part of the Pashtun code. And so I want us to not live in the same kind of danger that they do. And I want them to stop living in that danger, too.
I understand that there are frequent and large-scale protests in Pakistan against the drone strikes, but you don't hear a lot about it here in the United States. Why is that?
Well, I think we don't pay a lot of attention to the protests variously around the world. But there's an ongoing voice of dissension about the drones. And there are questions of to what extent the government of Pakistan is complicit with the United States going into their sovereign territory and bombing. So they're protest against their own government. But I think what happened was finally a presidential candidate, this Imran Khan, said he wants to stop the drones. And he's the first candidate who's spoken to that. So he organized this massive protest going to Waziristan, which is, it's like this foreign place that nobody goes to. It's part of what they call FATA, the federally administrated tribal areas. Now, what's very interesting is, you can think, well, this is really the Wild West, and it probably would look like it. People carry guns as a matter of course. But what they have, and this was one of the most shocking things, is because of all the drone strikes, because of the ongoing circling by drones that everyone can hear, what has happened is there has been an increase in Xanax. So people are taking these anti-anxiety medications, which was was the most surprising thing to me, that for all the things they can't get, that we can supply them with Xanax.
Is the U.S. government claim correct that attacks against U.S. forces in Afghanistan are being directed from this area of Pakistan?
Well, that is part of the story, and I don't know how correct it is. There is this ongoing back and forth between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Because once upon a time, this was the Pashtun area until Britain basically helped carve the lines of nations. So if people had their own voice in it, they probably would be one country, or one area of the world that had its own integrity, that said, yes, this is where the Pashtuns live.
Has the U.S. anti-war movement's protests against these drone strikes accomplished anything?
What we're doing is we're really learning about it. And one of the things that people are really coming to terms with is, are they really good for us? And so I think they're the two things that we cause the death of innocent people. And increasingly, I think people in the peace movement here, and hopefully a growing peace movement, will continue to protest drones. And I know we are here because we've got some companies right here in the Northampton area who are military contractors who are making parts to drones. So I expect that we will have more protests in the future and more awareness. It's not part of the public discourse. It's not part of the mainstream media.